Good afternoon, planet Earth. Good afternoon to all the various peoples on the plains of existence, the great plains, hunting spiritual buffalo and hiding from the wicked elk. Good afternoon to the wolves and the gorillas. Good afternoon to the crow people. Good afternoon to the fish. The fish that are, you know, swimming in the sea. It's Monday, March the 20th, 2023. It's almost, you know, 2:30 p.m., you know, Mountain Standard Time, here in fucking Utah. Yep, here in fucking Utah. Everything's fine. It's snowing outside. Of course, I spell the word snow, S-N-O-H, trademark Raytheon, to describe this snow. I don't know what it is. You can believe whatever the fuck you want to, but it doesn't really seem like the snow I was used to when I was a kid. But yeah, you're just an old man, Dan. Yeah, I know, I know. Talk about gaslighting. You know, that thing about you being an old man is funny because I'll have motherfuckers tell me we should listen to the old people. I had a motherfucker tell me that today on Twitter. They're so fucking wise. But if the old man tells you this ain't the fucking snow that he was used to, you should fucking ignore him. You see, this is the great thing about the time and the age we're living in, is that the contradictions and the hypocrisy and the confusion is getting so obvious. Becoming so obvious and so apparent that it is easy to figure out who's going to survive what's coming and who's not. And I know that's really cold and hard, but here's the deal. It's not about MREs. It's not about 7.62. It's not about having steel drums full of diesel. It's not about living in the middle of fucking nowhere. None of those things are going to help you if you're batshit crazy. And at this point, anecdotally, personally, naively, non-scientifically, I would say it seems like half this fucking country and maybe half the modern fucking world is batshit crazy. Now the question is, do you believe Robert Malone, who will tell you it's mass something psychosis, kind of like blame the rape victim. You can believe him. He looks like a CIA freak. Or you can investigate the possibility that the United States government has been driving people using trauma-based mind control to the point of madness since March of 2020. You pick one, man. It's mass formation psychosis. Robert Malone said so. He said the people just went crazy. Nobody made it that way. Ignore my weird beard. Ignore my weird beard. Whenever I see beards like that, I say to myself, spook. And no, I'm not using that in some derogatory racist way. I'm referring to somebody that works in the clandestine community. It looks fake. It looks glued on. The guy looks made up. He showed up out of nowhere to tell us that, yeah, people did go batshit crazy, and the COVID was kind of real, but it was just, you know, mass formation psychosis and not military psychological warfare. Because if it's mass formation psychosis, you can blame the victim. But if the government did this on purpose, yeah, you can still blame people for being stupid, but you still have to ask the question, why the fuck did they do this? And I think that's why people like to settle on the Robert Malones of the world, or they like to settle on it was just one big mistake, because it helps you sleep at night. If for a moment you entertain the possibility that your tax dollars, your effort, went to mind-fucking your community, it gets a little confusing. Let me remind you of Chapchaschopia. I got video in my archives at planetarystatusreport.com from 2020 and 2021 Boblimp Doc, specifically the summer of 2020, so you can look through and peruse that video all you want to. But here's what I find fucking funny. It's clear from my investigation that the BLM Antifa front of Chazchopia was fully supported by the U.S. government. I have video of City of Seattle employees, cops, fire department officers. You see, you have to go there early enough. It's kind of like the robots are still asleep. If you go to Chazchopia around 7 fucking a.m., you see the architects. You see the people setting things up for the next film run. Sure, the college students are all drunk and passed out, you know. But the actual people organizing that bullshit were clear. I remember seeing a dude walking out of his condo that day. Probably paid a lot of money in property taxes. I wonder if he ever recognized the possibility that the taxes he was paying so that he could be sealed in with all these stupid commie motherfuckers. Yeah. It's much easier to believe Robert Malone's bullshit. It's much easier to believe it was just one big mistake. One big mistake, Dan. Just an accident, like a dog pooping on the floor. Just a mistake. Just a little urine. The dog didn't mean it. No need to look any deeper. The day, in the summer 2020, when the cops were tearing down Chazchopia, they had a cordon line a half a mile away from the Seattle workers tearing things down. My guess is they were looking for dead bodies. My guess is a lot of nasty shit happened in Chazchopia in the summer of 2020, but none of it would have ever happened without the support of the United States federal government. Your tax dollars, your money. It's way easier to believe Robert Malone. It's way easier to believe it was a big mistake. It's way easier to believe it was kind of true, Dan. It's way easier to believe in the Wuhan bioweapon. But what if it's not the fucking truth? I'll leave that to you. At this point, I don't think it matters. I get the sense, my spidey sense is tingling, that a giant shoe, probably 12 times the mass of Jupiter, if Jupiter's a thing, a giant shoe is about to drop. And it's not going to be pretty. And it's not going to be about your 401 fucking K or your Bitcoin. It won't be about your checking account or your mortgage. It won't be about that brand new car you just bought for $60,000. And by the way, it's not that good a car. Or that truck you bought for $100,000. And by the way, it's not that good a fucking truck. I know I sound a bit angry. I was worried about this podcast because, well, a couple reasons. In recent weeks, I've been trying to narrow down podcasts a little bit to keep them closer to 30 minutes versus an hour or more. But the truth is, it's just not that easy. Sometimes it takes an hour to talk about something. You know, I used to love Coast to Coast AM. You know why? Because Art Bell would give a guest a lot of time to talk. He was a great interviewer, A, and B, he had a venue where someone like Michio Kaku, the physicist, and a number of other people could have the space to, you know, explore ideas. Not like the shit you get on the drive to work in the morning. You get somebody on a show, they get 5 minutes between commercial breaks telling you about the new, I don't know, Buffalo Wild Wings opening up, and they promise it's 100% chicken. They do promise that. Buffalo Wild Wings. I have been pondering since 2021 the issue of vaccine injury, and let me explain why. Number one, I don't know personally one verifiable case of anybody that was killed by the vaccine, just as I don't know personally one verified case of anybody killed by the COVID monkey herpes. Now, if you want to send me an angry email saying, your grandma died, your doctor diagnosed it, the medical examiner said so, or more likely, the hospital system said so, I'm going to tell you what I've been telling you, motherfucker, for more than a year. Hire a fucking lawyer, especially if you're a normie, especially if you're a fucking optimist. Hire a fucking lawyer. Because what I can tell you is they're lying to you. I've worked around hospital systems. Prior to 2020, preventable hospital-acquired infection killed almost 300,000 Americans every fucking year. Which means that all those horrible pictures you saw from 2020, all those disgusting, disgusting pictures, motherfucker, that was the status quo prior to the monkey herpes. That's what just fucking happened at hospitals, and they would periodically get sued, like a bunch of parents that sued Seattle Children's prior to 2020 because their kids got fungal infections from the surgery gallery, yeah, from the surgical room. If you believe the COVID killed your grandma, hire a fucking lawyer. If someone told you the vaccine killed your grandma, hire a fucking lawyer. I will tell you what I told people in 2021. The vaccine is either poison or placebo. In either case, you don't need horse dewormer or a fucking vaccine for a make-believe pandemic. And if you're an optimist, and you're a fucking normie, and you pay your fucking taxes, hire a fucking lawyer. Or shut the fuck up. That's my advice at this point. You think I'm cold? I don't care about your loved one? Do you care about how many people blew their brains out in 2020? How many people lost their fucking businesses? How many lives were destroyed by this lie? Tell me again about your grandma. I got lots of stories about young families, young moms, young dads, whose lives were destroyed by a fucking lie. So please, brother, sister, tell me about your rando friend that lives down the street, and then tell me why you're a fucking coward. If you're a normie, I'll just repeat this one more time. If you're a fucking normie and you're an optimist, hire a lawyer. Hire a lawyer. I don't think there's time. If there were time, the class action lawsuits against every major hospital system would boggle the fucking mind. I think they would crash the system. Like, if the status quo had another 5 years, the class action lawsuits against every major hospital system in this country would crash the fucking healthcare system, would destroy it. I won't say decimate, that word gets overused, and technically just means 10%. That's what that means. It doesn't mean destroy everything. When someone says it's been decimated, that means a 10% loss. No. No, I won't say decimate. I mean, more like 50 to 80% loss. More like these hospital systems would spend the next 1,000 years paying victims of their bullshit. But let's get back to the vaccine injury, vaccine death. I have been puzzled by this because, again, in 2019, when I did my Great Discontinuity podcast, I covered the issue of biowarfare, and I dismissed it because of what I knew as a former United States Army officer, that it's just not something you do. But what I never really thought about, and this is my bad, and that's why I give myself a B as far as predictions go. I don't give myself an A. I definitely don't get a C. I give myself a B because what I didn't think about was something even more interesting, a fake pandemic, a fake bioweapon. Folks, the placebo effect works in both directions. You can trick a person into getting healthy. By the way, you can trick a motherfucker into getting sick. But I've puzzled over the vaccine issue. And recently, because of an injury, because I had to go get surgery, and because nobody asked me to wear a coffee filter, nobody asked me to get a vaccination, I didn't have the COVID ever. It wasn't even an issue, okay? I puzzled over it because I had listeners of mine, quote unquote, who were fear-mongering me about how I would get a fucking vaccine. Yeah, buddy, pal out there, if you're listening, you turned out to be full of shit. So I've been pondering this question of the vaccine injury, and it's become quite clear to me that there's a really good explanation for it, and it is quite simple. This subject of long COVID started in 2020. The idea that you could get the COVID, it could be kind of asymptomatic, it would barely affect you, but periodically you wouldn't feel so good, or maybe you would get paralyzed, or maybe you would get cancer. They would go down the list of every chronic illness that hits a person between the age of 50 and death. Again, when you're playing the odds at the table, that makes a lot of fucking sense. Long COVID. I thought about it, and I thought, you know what, Dan? You're sick of this situation. Your system, the system you're in, is pretty fucking corrupt. And moving to Somalia, as you know from a previous podcast, is no fucking solution, because you status motherfuckers who pay your taxes and love your fucking navies and your marines, you couldn't leave us a fuck alone. So every time you say move to Somalia, fuck you. Give me a place I can move where you will leave me the fuck alone. Okay, it's not Somalia. Ask a Somali person to what extent the West, the Europeans, leave them the fuck alone. Yeah, fuck you. I've been pondering this question, and it's become quite clear to me that there's a simple explanation. Right now, they got to keep the system going until pretty much everything fails at about the same time. That is the goal. That's the plan. If you want to understand why Jerome Powell is dancing between inflation and deflation, it's not very complicated. If he starts printing money wildly, that's going to crash the system. If he raises rates to actually control inflation, that's going to crash the system. He is literally stuck between a rock and a bigger rock. There is no way out. This ends only one way, and that is with currency collapse. But what if 10 or 20, you know, let's say 10 or 20 million, because I'm going to take the fearmongers' numbers. I'm going to take all you fucking COVID fearmongers. I'm going to use your fucking numbers. Let's say 20 million Americans claim long COVID and then claim disability. Oh, Dan, no. Well, I didn't think about, oh, I know you didn't fucking think about that, motherfucker. 20 million Americans claim disability. Imagine that. Imagine what that would do to the system. You see, the reason to scare people about the vaccine, and it's the same reason this random listener was trying to scare me about getting surgery, is because it keeps people from taking from the dole, from going on the dole, from getting early Social Security. They have to keep this fucking monkey show going as long as they can, but they have a fucking schedule, I think, of sorts. And if 10 or 20 million Americans suddenly decided they had long COVID, which, it's asymptomatic, and, you know, they used the COVID test and found out that your banana had herpes. Yeah, if 10 or 20 million motherfuckers said they had long COVID, that would crash the fucking system. That's why they're scaring you about vaccine injuries. That's why they are doing this bullshit. That is the explanation for the vaccine injury psyop. And someone came back to me and said, well, Dan, wouldn't you think some people are being killed? And I will tell you what Dr. Freckles says. Every great American psyop is also a snuff flick. And nothing bleeds like blood. Nothing bleeds like blood. Nothing is as realistic as the real thing. So yeah, I stick with what I said in 2021, motherfucker. The vaccine is poison or placebo. Probably in most cases, it's fucking saline. In some cases, it probably is poison. And the reason is as stated. If 10 or 20 million Americans who can't pay their bills, who can't take care of their electricity, who can't take care of their Netflix or their DoorDash, suddenly got wise to it, they would claim long COVID. They'd claim it. They would go to their local government official. They would get on the dole, on the early Social Security, on the Medicaid. And this system that some of you normies love so much would crash overnight. The hospitals wouldn't be able to deal with it. If all of a sudden 10 or 20 or let's say 50 million Americans claim they had long COVID, the hospital systems would fail. Anyways, I may have covered this a bit in a previous podcast, but I wanted to emphasize it because I'm so tired of people fear-mongering me. I keep asking people. I had one guy I interviewed in 2020 and 2021 who kept fear-mongering this. And I kept asking him, when will I know somebody? Because it's a statistical thing, folks. I've lived in multiple cities. I have a big fucking family. And even though my podcast is quite shitty, I do have a lot of contacts. So I asked this motherfucker, when am I going to know somebody that died from the vaccine? He didn't give me an answer. And you know why he didn't give me the answer? Because he knew it was bullshit too. So yeah, I have my way of understanding this now. You can be scared. I'm kind of happy and relieved. Relieved, I have a logical explanation for why they would do the scary vaccine thing. And you know, if you want to say, well, no, Dan, they want to murder everybody with vaccines, I say once again, when the fuck am I going to know somebody? When am I going to know a motherfucker? When am I going to go to the hospital and they force it on me? I'm a 53-year-old man who's kind of fat. When am I going to get killed by the shedding? Let's talk about the shedders really quick. I had people fear-mongering about, well, Dan, even if you don't get the fucking vaccine, the people who got it are going to shed on you. Motherfucker, when is this fat, middle-aged man going to get killed by the motherfucking shedders? It's a simple fucking question, asshole. We're in year 4 now. Tell me, are we gonna see year 5? Because next year they say humans will orbit the moon again. And my feeling is quite simple on this one. The last time humans went to the moon was right about the time Nixon closed the gold window. So there's something poignant about this, because best case scenario, what we're looking at is the collapse of the US dollar. And it's almost like they've decided the bookend, the dollar catastrophe, with the last time they went there and the next time they're going to go. And I know I got kind of angry there, but I am pissed off. I'm pissed off because I'm pissed off at myself, because I should have figured this out in 2021. And I'm pissed off at the people that have been gaslighting me. And I think maybe in some cases they didn't do it on purpose. You know, a lot of you folks, like the East Germans during the Cold War, a lot of you motherfuckers are gaslighting each other, not because you're doing it on purpose, but because, frankly, you're that fucking confused. And I don't think you're doing it on purpose in that sense. You're simply mentally unstable. And so I don't know if the people that gaslit me over this issue were doing it on purpose. It could be they were just that mentally unstable. But I have no way of knowing. I'm pissed off at myself. I'm pissed off at them. Even if it wasn't on purpose, even if it was out of ignorance, I'm pissed off because these are people who have multiple college degrees, who have all kinds of quote-unquote knowledge and expertise. And I wonder, how the fuck did they get so snow-jobbed? So I suggest everybody get the long COVID. I'm going to get the long COVID. I'm going to get what money I can, you know, out of this shitty system. I've paid all kinds of taxes, you motherfucker. And I will get my money out of this shitty system. And if you're going to ask, well, Dan, what did you put in? Hey, motherfucker, I served my country in uniform. Fuck you. I gave it the office. I will take my fucking money and run. I'll tell them I have long COVID. I'll tell them I'm asymptomatic, but I periodically get depressed or feel sad or whatever, come up with all kinds of bullshit. They'll give me my disability and my motherfucking early Social Security. It probably will only be available for the next few months for any of us. But that's where I'm at. I'm way beyond questioning whether or not we live in a shitty communist hellhole. We're there, baby. The only issue is how much more time does I have left. Now, some of you motherfuckers also like to post little memes about this is like Germany in 1933. Motherfucker. This is Berlin, April 1945. And that's if you're fucking lucky. This is not Germany in 1933. Get over it, shithead. And that's kind of related to the next topic, so let's move on. So another thing that annoys me, and I guess I'm talking about bullshit that annoys me today a little bit. Another thing that really fucking annoys me are all the anarchists and libertarians who claim to be anarchists and libertarians. But they'll tell me things like, well, you can't stop the government from doing A, and you can't stop the government from doing B, and you can't stop them because they're going to do X. And you know, they're just so powerful, Dan. They control so much. And I think to myself, what is the basis for your belief system? I know the basis for mine. I know that liberty is not a nice to have. That liberty, like clean air, clean water, clean food, you know, shelter, it's a necessity. Without it, we die. Maybe not overnight, but eventually. So from my perspective, I see liberty as superior to any type of tyranny. Why the fuck do so many anarchists see liberty as weaker than the tyranny? That's funny, ain't it? Well, Dan, they've been Illuminati for 17, I know, since the beginning of time. Well, Dan, they're really good at, yeah. And then you tell me they can't do weather control. I mean, how do you keep these thoughts in your head, motherfucker? They clearly contradict. Well, Dan, they do what they do, but they can't do that thing over there. They can be around since the beginning of time, but they don't know how to do things that are hard. You know, pick a fucking lane. If you're an anarchist or libertarian, ask yourself why. I know why I am, and it's based upon foundational beliefs. Why the fuck are you? Why are you so scared of the state? Why do you tell me that the state is invincible, that the state can't be stopped? And frankly, I'm mostly talking to you blockchain, Bitcoin crapheads right now. Because your entire argument is usually, well, you can't stop the Federal Reserve or the government, but if you buy Bitcoin, you can exist somewhere on a lower deck of the Death Star. Yeah, I know, maybe, right next to the fucking toilets? But really, buddy, why do you believe the state is so fucking invincible? And if you do, why do you think your Bitcoin has one fucking chance? You see, most of you motherfuckers, you'll say something, and then you'll say something 5 minutes later, and what you won't recognize is that the thing you said earlier contradicts the next thought. And in a way, that's another phenomena I would expect after 3 years of population-wide trauma-based mind control. A lot of confused people. A lot of people with weird ideas in their head. Oh, I don't know. Here's a quote from Dr. Freckles. Government. Ignore it. Don't promote it. Now, what do I mean by that? And I'm going to try to get a little less angry here because some of these thoughts are in my head because I'm pissed off and I should probably just let it go. Let it go, Dan. Just let it go. But one of the impacts of anarchists and libertarians posting on Facebook and Twitter all the superpowers of the government is that inadvertently they promote it as a great master of the world. Why do you do that? I get why Republicans do it. I get why Democrats do it. I totally get why communists do it. But why the fuck does a libertarian or anarchist spend 5 seconds promoting the power of the state? Why? Okay? Yes, it's a big, stupid, dangerous animal. In some of my podcasts from 2019, I call it the crocodile. But I also tell you, the crocodile's got tumors. And like those insects that get invaded by parasites that take over their body, that's pretty much the crocodile of the government at this point. It is a giant meat sack of rancid tumors and parasites. And at some point, it's just going to split open, baby. And it will fall over. Now, you don't want to be underneath it, do you? Good reason not to live around Washington, D.C., if you ask me, buddy. But why be scared of it? You know? Let's talk about common sense. Let's say you're a great chess player, and you might be. I'm so good at chess, Dan. No. Better yet, I play Go. I'm the world's best Go player. I beat the AI. I'm the world's best Go player. I'm so fucking smart. Yes, Dan, I've been playing Go since I was 3. My multiple PhD parents taught me how to play. Okay, then keep going, buddy. Okay, and you know, Dan, I'm so good at Go that when I go to Australia next year, I'm going to go by a pond in the outback and I'm going to suggest that a saltwater crocodile play against me. And this is where you lost me, buddy. This is where you lost me. It's kind of like, you know, you say to yourself, you're really smart, you're really intelligent, but you're going to play Go with a saltwater crocodile. Let me tell you something, you're playing the wrong fucking game. That crocodile doesn't give a shit about your abilities to play Go. It doesn't care if you lived in New York City for a year and played chess in Central Park. It doesn't give a fuck. It's going to see you from underneath the water. It's going to knock over your fucking table. It'll rip your fucking head off and eat you. And it's not because it's smarter. That's the key point. It's not because it's so wise or intelligent. It is simply a big, dumb, stupid animal. You want a good definition of the state? That is the best definition you're going to fucking get. It is a big, dumb, stupid animal. If you want to play Go with the state, go ahead, buddy. I know a shithead that does that, and then he's surprised when he gets arrested. Okay? I know people that try to play chess with the government all the fucking time, and they're surprised when they get smashed. You don't go and play chess with a saltwater crocodile. You avoid it. And you don't go and try to play your little games with the government. You avoid it. Brothers and sisters, you don't need to raise a guerrilla army at this point. You don't need to form a rebel group. There is nothing you need to do. This diseased crocodile is going to tip over on its own. So why the fuck do you, as a libertarian or an anarchist, spend any time at all promoting the power of the state? That's a question, right? Why? Why spend any time at all promoting the superpowers and capabilities of the government? I mean, I understand, I get it, I know that maybe sometimes you feel frustrated, but really, when you see the government for what it is, a big, dumb, stupid animal, and at this point, one filled with tumors and parasites, and about to split open and collapse, why spend any time on it at all? Go about your business. I mean, if it's Bitcoin, whatever. But go about your counter-economics. Go about your gold and silver. Go about your barter. Go about your encryption. Go about getting off the reservation, even if you're still on the fucking Death Star. But don't spend any time promoting the all-powerful, super-intelligent state. Here is the state. It's filled with grifters. The grifters steal your money. They can hire smart people to do things like build nuclear weapons or geoengineer, but they could never do it on their own without your fucking money. Okay? And once it falls apart, once it tips over, the nuclear weapons and the geoengineering and all the other stupid shit it does, that's over. Nobody's going to want to do it. No one's going to have the money to do it. There might be people that try to steal that technology, that try to hoard it someplace, but no one's going to have the resources to protect it. That is the likely future that is ahead. It is not the future of some super powerful state. If you're a Republican, if you're a Democrat, if you're a communist, I get it. But if you're a libertarian or anarchist, I have a fucking suggestion. Stop. Just stop. Next topic. And this one came up today because someone posted an article from Cairo 7, you know, Washington State, Seattle, this is where I'm from. And I know I said I would stay away from the news, but this is a good article because it's a good article to talk about mind-fucking people and psychological warfare. Headline, researchers, inbreeding a big problem for endangered orcas. This one's from today, written by Gene Johnson of the Associated Press, Dateline Seattle. People have taken many steps in recent decades to help the Pacific Northwest's endangered killer whales, which have long suffered from starvation, pollution, and the legacy of having many of their number captured for display in marine parks. They breach dikes and remove dams to create wetland habitat for Chinook salmon, the orca's most important food. They've limited commercial fishing to try to ensure prey for the whales. They've made boats slow down and keep farther away from the animals to reduce their stress. to quiet the waters so they can better hunt. So far, those efforts have had limited success. And research published Monday in the journal Nature Ecology and Evolution suggests why. The whales are so inbred that they are dying younger, and their population is not recovering. Female killer whales take about 20 years to reach peak fertility, and the females may not be living long enough to ensure growth of their population. While that news sounds grim for the revered orcas, known as the southern resident killer whales, it also underscores the urgency of conservation efforts. You know what? I'm going to let you guys read the rest of this fucking article because I don't want to. The key point of the article, and they go into it, is that they believe inbreeding is now the main reason why these orcas won't survive. My friends, orcas have been getting it on and fucking each other for millions of fucking years. Millions of fucking years, way before humans ever came along, if you believe what you're told. If you believe humans evolved to be Homo sapiens roughly 200,000 years ago, well, killer whales were fucking each other millions of years ago. So the contention here is that the orcas don't know how to fuck. They don't know how to find a mate. They don't know how to fuck. They've been doing this longer than we have, but they don't know how. After Fukushima, in 2011, I'm going to drink a little coffee here. After Fukushima in 2011, I became sensitive as a person living in Seattle to a lot of articles that the Seattle Times would write. And Seattle Times is a newspaper there. And just so you know as background, in 2011, I also became a whistleblower within the UW health system about a project called Microsoft Amalga. I don't want to go into it. Nothing good resulted from it. It was one of my lessons in life that whatever we thought the free press was, whatever we thought the system was at that time, it wasn't. From 2011 until I left Seattle, the Seattle Times would periodically produce articles saying things like, well, a bunch of dolphins beached themselves and died, but, you know, we don't know why. The salmon runs are crashing. But we don't know why. Methane plumes have been detected. But we don't know why. We really don't know why. There's a rotten egg smell at the waterfront periodically in the summertime in Seattle now. But we don't know fucking why. And by the way, that's called hydrogen sulfide. Heavier than air, it's what you smell when the sea dies. That's right. If you live next to a body of water and you smell that rotten egg smell, that's literally the smell of death. That is the smell of a dying sea. They never bring that up. They say there's a rotten egg smell, but we don't know why. They say there's methane plumes coming up in the Puget Sound now, but we don't know why. The dolphins all killed themselves, but we don't know fucking why. All the sea lions have tumors, but who the fuck knows why? The orca whales are dying, not fucking, or going away. But who the fuck knows why? And I say this because do you remember the last 3 years, the refrain of the elite in the last 3 years? Trust the fucking science, okay? mRNA, advanced viral cures, crazy super bioweapons developed by Bill Gates. Talk about 007 villain. They claim to know it all. They claim to know all the fucking answers. I mean, the most recent answer is the raccoon dog, but they claim to know. But when it comes to the habitat of the Puget Sound, it's like we don't fucking know why. All these animals are dying. We have no fucking clue. Brothers and sisters, trust the science. If they're telling you they have no fucking clue, they might be telling you the truth, or they might be lying to you. You pick one. You pick Hanlon's razor. They're just stupid. Or maybe they're doing it on purpose. I don't really know. I kind of think Hanlon's razor is stupid. I don't think there's any way to know whether or not a person is doing evil out of ignorance or on purpose. You have to be in their mind. But if you're one of these Hanlon's razor motherfuckers, you could just say, well, damn, they're just fucking stupid. Once again, I ask, why the fuck should I trust a motherfucker from the institution of science to tell me to take a vaccine or tell me about a killer COVID virus if you're going to tell me, well, damn, they're just fucking stupid? Oh, yeah, I guess I'll take that vaccine. I'll take that horse dewormer. I'll take that Paxlovid because they're so fucking stupid. You see what I'm getting at? Okay? It's very opportunistic the way they tell you to trust the science. They will spend a decade looking at a body of water a few miles from University of Washington campus. They'll spend a decade looking at a body of water a few miles from Harborview Medical Center, and they'll tell you, we don't know, we don't know, we don't understand. Yeah, the shoreline used to be a rainbow, and now it looks dead, but we don't know. But when it came to the monkey herpes, they seemed to have all the right answers immediately. Kind of like 9/11, when you think about it. They knew exactly who did it 5 minutes before it happened. And I have a lot of topics to get through, so I'm going to try to get through them in an hour or less. I don't know. I might just, you know what? I'm probably going to cover one or two more topics and save the rest for another podcast. But yeah, it pisses me off, brothers and sisters. All this gaslighting, all this manipulation, all the fucking people who claim to be experts and spout hypocrisy and contradictions every 15 minutes. It just pisses me off. But on the other hand, it doesn't, because I've kind of accepted that A, I could be right, and B, it doesn't matter. I mean, here's the thing. It's great to be right about recommending, you know, if I recommended an investment to you and you made 10 million bucks, that's a great thing to be right about. But if I told you in 2019, before the monkey herpes came, before the George Floyd bullshit, before all the fucking Trump trauma drama, if I told you in 2019 something was coming and it was going to be pretty fucking ugly, it doesn't matter if you're right. It's fucking irrelevant. It's the kind of news that's a giant turd in a paper bag set on fire at your doorstep. Nobody wants that news. How do I make money with the blockchain? How do I make my penis bigger? Where do I buy a home? Should I get that new 3D TV? Hey, look at that Tesla. Should I buy a Tesla? Yeah, that's one. But actually telling people in November of 2019 that their world is about to change, it doesn't matter if you're right. It doesn't matter if you pick the appropriate time to warn people rather than spending 20 or 30 years scaring people. It's fucking irrelevant. The news you're giving them is shit. It doesn't matter if you're right. You're right about something that's wrong, something people don't want, something that definitely in the short term doesn't have a happy fucking ending. And as I've stated as a heuristic since 2020, the longer this nonsense lasts, the worse it looks. Best case scenario, it looks like the collapse of the US dollar. The longer this lasts, it looks worse than that. It looks way worse than that. So bad that my own assumed worst case is one I try not to talk about any longer, because it would scare the fuck out of you. And you would also try to classify me as like, well, you're like Greta Thunberg. No. Greta Thunberg and Al Gore are fools. And in propaganda theory, they've been doing their fucking job. The fool in propaganda theory doesn't work for the state and take a funny thing and make it funnier. The government doesn't care if you have a laugh. The purpose of the fool in propaganda theory is to take something serious, something real, and make it look like a fucking joke. So whether it's Al Gore or Greta Thunberg or any of these weird Hollywood freaks, Their purpose is not to make a funny thing funnier. I'm glad you're getting a laugh out of it. I mean, get your laugh while you can, right? But that's not their purpose. Their purpose is to take something that might be serious under the surface that they don't want to talk about and make it look like a fucking joke. Yeah. Next topic. Oh boy, this is probably the last topic for this podcast. Trump. Trump, Trump, Trump. So I am a Christian, and I have good days and bad days when it comes to being a Christian and also a sinner. And I've felt wrathful in recent months in terms of the rage and anger that I feel towards people, even if it's right, even if it's directed towards people who are committing evil, I have felt wrathful. I have felt unwilling and incapable to forgive, and this is a bad thing for a Christian. So understand, I am a Christian, but that doesn't mean I'm in a good place right now, okay? But of all the wretchedly gross stuff I see, and again, I can forgive you because a lot of you are just batshit crazy at this point, but of all the gross and wretchedly disgusting shit I see, whenever I see a Jesus loves Trump bullshit, I don't know if you need to see photos. I don't know if you need to see records. Understand that Donald Trump and Joseph Biden, I don't even know if that's who's in the office right now, whatever that skin job is, folks like Obama or Hillary Clinton, these people are all in the same groups and circles. You may get the perception, looking from the outside in, that they are enemies. But the reality is they're all part of the same circle, the same groups, okay? Trump is a rather disgusting piece of shit. He's not a hero. He's not a good guy. And if you're going to come back to me and say God uses evil men, well, this is sometimes true. And in terms of the plan, the long-term plan, eschatology, the one that leads to the end times, it's possible that Trump is a giant piece of shit, a giant disgusting pawn in this plan. But stop with the Jesus loves Trump. I'm going to let you in a little fucking secret. It's going to blow your fucking mind. Jesus loves all of us. He loves you. He loves me. He loves Donald Trump. And he also loves whatever the fuck that Joseph Biden is in the White House. He loves every single creature on this planet. He loves us. God loved us so much that he sacrificed his own son to save us. So if the issue is, does Jesus loved Trump? Of course Jesus loves Trump. That doesn't mean Jesus gives a fucking rat ass about whether Trump is president. He doesn't. He doesn't give a shit if Trump is president. He doesn't give a shit if Biden is president. If you want my personal opinion, I think the United States is in for some difficult times, especially if you believe God is just. Donald Trump, you know, they say he's going to be arrested, right? I don't know if he's been arrested yet or not. I wouldn't be surprised either way. If he was arrested, I wouldn't be surprised. If he wasn't arrested, I wouldn't be surprised. At this point, I think in terms of generating confusion and noise, as far as the military psychological warfare engineers of Langley go, I think the odds are Trump will be arrested. Not because he broke some law, not because it's about justice, it's irrelevant. Not because he's an innocent man or not an innocent man. Trump being arrested will set off, trigger, completely confuse and anger, and most importantly, immobilize most of you motherfuckers out there who still believe in the Republican and Democrat bullshit. So yeah, does Jesus love Trump? Jesus loves Trump. Jesus loves all of us. That's not the issue. It isn't the issue whether Jesus loves Trump. The issue is Trump a person that represents Christianity in any form at all? And the answer is no. That's my opinion. Again, This is a sin of mine because it's not my place to judge. But since all y'all out there who want to give speeches about how Jesus loves Trump, therefore vote for him, then I'm going to sin a little too. You're doing it because you're standing in the position of Christ when you say things like that. Well, Christ wants Trump to be president. Well, I'll tell you something. I think that's bullshit. I think Christ doesn't give a rat's ass about who's in office. 1 Samuel chapter 8. You want to know what God thinks about kings and queens and Democrats and Republicans? Read 1 Samuel chapter 8. Read it 10 times and then send me a fucking email. Yeah, I'm not doing too good on the 30-minute podcast, am I? But this is the last topic. If you want to vote for Trump because it gives you a dopamine burst, like it makes you feel better, it's your preferred antidepressant, you go ahead and do it. It's your business. I don't believe the time left for this crooked system can be measured in years at this point. I think it's measured at best in months. And it's possible weeks. So if you want to spend your next few months thinking about the 2024 election and thinking about Trump or thinking about Biden or thinking about the libertarians, and that makes you feel better, you be you. Just like Harry Truman, I don't mean the president, I mean another guy on Spirit Lake, just like Harry Truman thought it was his right to stand on top of a volcano and be blown into outer space, it's your fucking business if you want to waste your brain cells on the Trump-Biden trauma drama. Really. That, or the COVID monkey herpes, or the race war, or the drag queen disaster, whatever current psyop is getting you off and making you feel good, you stick with it, because a few months from now, it's just not going to matter anyways. And I'd like you to change if this applies to you. I don't know. For my 10 or 20 listeners, it probably doesn't apply. But whoever's out there that needs to hear it, I would love you to break through your bullshit. And the step one, I think, one good step is turn off the fucking news. Turn off the fucking news. Step two, put down your ironically named device and actually use your ability to perceive the world. Ignore the pundits, ignore the alt journalists and the mainstream, they are all lying to you. Some of them are lying to you because they're confused. Some of them are lying to you because they know the deal and they're doing it on purpose, but they're just lying. Turn it off. You have a fighting chance if you do that. But if you want to spend what little fucking time you have left obsessed about Trump and Biden, you do it, baby. And I don't care how many fucking bullets you have in your basement, and I don't care how much storable food you have, you are doomed. And if you have a family, you've doomed them. Because the one tool that's going to keep you alive in what's coming, and that's your mind, you polluted it. You decided to just send it down the meat grinder. Instead of rejecting the trauma-based mind control, you've embraced it like a religion. You do you, buddy. You stand on Mount St. Helens and you burst into space. But I'm not going to criticize Harry Truman. I'm pretty certain that motherfucker knew he was going to get killed. A lot of you folks just don't understand. You're on a volcano, especially if you live in a city. And it doesn't matter how many bullets you have. If you live in a city in the not-too-distant future, for every one person that has food in their basement, there's going to be 1,000 or 10,000 people that don't. And if you live in the country, for every one person that has food in the basement, there's going to be at least 20 to 50 who don't. You are outnumbered. If you're going to depend upon your bullets and your beans to survive, and somehow you think magically you'll let go of your brain pathology from all this bullshit, it isn't going to happen. You're in bad shape. The best thing you can do is reject it. But if you want to spend time on vaccine injuries and Trump and Biden and the monkey herpes and the Russians and Ukraine, Oh my God, look at Biden. He almost fell down some stairs. Look at Kamala Harris. I can't believe the Epstein thing. Hunter Biden's laptop. Fuck, fuck, fuck. If you want to spend time, what little fucking precious time you have left on that shit, you do you, okay? But if I ever see one of you motherfuckers in the future, and I probably won't, but if I see one of you in a ditch someplace bleeding out, I'm not sure I'm going to be the one that helps you, boy, sister, girl, friend. I'm not going to be the one that lends you a hand. I won't be there. And the people that will be there won't give a shit about whether you voted for Trump or not. They simply are hungry. They simply don't have any fucking food. Anywho, if you like this podcast, and I think it's unlikely after the last rant, if you like this podcast and you want to donate to it, there'll be a donation link to PayPal in the notes, and you can. But please make sure you take care of your food, your water, your shelter, the people you love, the people you care about. And if you are, you know, prepping, if you are stockpiling some food, please think about your pets. Think about your dog, your cat, your parrot. Just don't prep for your own family in terms of humans. If you've got a dog, think about that dog. I'm emphasizing this because I'm seeing more and more abandoned dogs, and it really breaks my fucking heart. I know a dog is not the same as a person, but newsflash, they're pretty fucking close in terms of the connection, in terms of the empathy, in terms of what that dog will do for you in a scenario where you need their help. That dog will fight to their death to protect you and your family. So do yourself a fucking favor as you're prepping for food. Please think about your fucking pets. But if you're taking care of your food, your water, your shelter, if you're taking care of the people you love, if you're taking care of your dogs and cats, and you still have money left over, then donate if you want to. I'm not going to tell you the money's going for some long-term plan. There's nothing long-term on the Death Star. You understand they call it the Death Star for a reason. There is no long-term. Monday, March the 20th, 2023, Bo Blimp Doc. It's just after 3 p.m. Mountain Standard Time here in the great state of Utah. I hope you are having a great day. I hope that you make the most of your life, you know. If you're a Christian, I hope that you're keeping up with your Bible study and you're praying. I don't know what times we're living in. There are days when I flip a coin, I think these could be the times just prior to the end times. And if you believe in the rapture, that means that the rapture could happen in the next year or two.
Oh my God, Dan, that's crazy. Crazy. My preacher tells me that the rapture already happened. My preacher tells me there is no rapture. My preacher tells me that the book of Revelation is about Nero. Listen, I don't care what kind of fucking crooked minister you go see. That is also your fucking business. But I don't know what times we're living in. I'm not certain. I am certain some crazy shit is coming down the pike, and it's not getting back the normal shit. It isn't. So with the time you have right now, for the next few weeks or maybe even months, enjoy your life. Be happy. Go out there. Be brave. Be courageous. Reject the lies. Reject Satan. And be a symbol of a happy warrior for the people in your lives. Take advantage of the fact that this world is still kind of normal. That's not going to fucking last. And by the way, no motherfucker is going to orbit the moon next year.